Chill, don't medicate, just meditate. Waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate. Accelerate, find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate, separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight, pulling out the seams of the circuit they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear. Forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on these streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour, troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the servants.
One day, I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you.
Just digested, suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accepted. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, lying, not a sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting, and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
This puppet show stays on because of you. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is mirrors and abusers.
Welcome. It's movie night. So I'm really excited. Obviously, I'm doing this from Hera's home today. I'm at the house. I'm really excited about movie night, but I do have a special guest with me, and I'd like to welcome my special guest here today. Hey, welcome, Patrick. How are you?
Hello, Tori. How are you? So good to see you.
Yeah, you haven't been here for a movie night, and usually I don't do trailers, right? But I thought maybe you could see the trailer and tell me what you think.
Okay.
This movie is just incredible. So guys, get ready.
Okay.
Down the Roman Empire.
America has absolutely no intention of repaying China. That $1 trillion.
Steal your money, just can't have it right now. At approximately 6:13 p.m., a determined and coordinated attack.
See America like this. And stay here. And we can't leave.
Did you think that this country's multi-trillion dollar debt was just going to go away?
Yeah, so that's the movie we're watching today. It's pretty incredible because it shows that China tried to call in the debt and, you know, obviously, we know it's not going to happen like that. But then suddenly, all the electronics just went berserk and they took over with cuts since everything's made in China. And everyone was under their control. And they had to wear citizen bands that would control their bodies and the ability to shop. They took all their money.
Through a graphene dissolved particle and a nano and a vaccine? Did they get that?
Funny story, you should say graphene. So back in 2014, a friend of mine actually invented a way to mass produce it in a red cup in his garage. And Argon Labs actually took 65% of his patent. Mm. Happened to be there too. Great guy. Smart guy. So interesting. So interesting. Because you know how expensive graphene oxide is to create, mm-hmm. right? Just getting it on a piece of tape is... And it has a lot of... properties that can be used for a lot of things, lightweight airplanes, yeah. Huh?
Odd properties. And I know it is a concern, believe it or not, in our defense industry. There are all kinds of components that were made in China, and it would be quite possible on an IC chip to have basically what is an antenna that, you know, buried in all the three-dimensional crooks and turns of what is basically a nano antenna. And it could be that our jets, unknowingly, if they ever get in a dogfight with a Chinese jet, the guy hits a switch on his dashboard and all the American components could turn off. That is, I know, a scenario that's shown up in the national security literature. For somehow we let ourselves build all kinds of national security systems out of chips that the Chinese made us. You know, the best chips are the most leading, the highest end are in Taiwan. So we got that going for us, but anyway, kind of scary.
Taiwan, China, next door, kind of same thing for me. I'm just saying, maybe it's kind of like that plane from Addis Ababa that fell down, that was hacked. Remember that a couple years ago?
I do remember.
Yeah. So, you know, so we're doing movie night tonight just to see how there's so many things that could have happened. This could have been a timeline that could have existed. You know, I'm getting bothered.
You're a time traveler.
Let me show you who's bothering me.
Oh.
Look at this. Insane puppy. It's huge now. It's getting huge. It's getting huge.
Listen, I want to tell you thank you. I know that you're putting some work in. Can we tell your listeners about, you know, the moment has arrived that we're asking for a little elbow grease?
Well, so we're going to, everybody knows that the moment's here. And they know and they're ready. And they've been working hard. I mean, they're in the news. Everything they're doing is in the news. So
they should be. It's funny. I told like the Washington Post behind the scenes, you got to understand there's this grassroots phenomenon known as Tory that is everywhere. And that's going on here. I've tuned in, but I know that everything they're doing is trickling up, everything they're doing, but people haven't connected. The mainstream hasn't connected all the pieces yet about this movement. Have they, Tory?
They have. Media Matters did. They did this. They did. You know, Media Matters did the biggest hit piece I had ever seen. That was more of a fluff piece for me, but it was so long. Like the article was a book, you know, it was like a massive, you should read it. It was like, okay. And it was like, she's telling them to go file lawsuits and she's telling them what their constitutional rights are. And
right. I've had that experience for the last couple of years where people make these arguments, but I keep waiting for them. I understand everything but the therefore. They keep saying, you know, these kinds of crazy. These people have been pushing for election audits.
And, like, why not? That's the thing. It's when I was reading the article, that they started it off like, oh, Tory was at a meeting in Washington and Steve Bannon was there. Here's a picture where I took a picture of him when he was speaking because he looked great. He had combed his hair. He looked amazing, right? And they were like, so she was there. And that's how it started. And I was like, okay, so? And she's doing all this and all the parents are going to school boards and they're filing lawsuits against the school. And they're filing writs of mandamuses. How dare they think they have constitutional rights? I was like, this can't be a hit piece. This is a fluff piece in disguise. But it was very long, Patrick. It was, I don't know, maybe it was like a good 17, 18 minute read.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh, it's so lengthy. I was like, oh my, like this guy was.
How long ago was this?
Like, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? When they banned me off of Trovo. So every time they do a hit piece, I'm banned off a platform. Amazon, they're petitioning Amazon to remove me. And it's like, I'm 900th in the world right now, 900 to 1,000th as top channel. And when that leak happened, where they stole everyone's information on Twitch,
yeah,
I'm the only one that got hit pieces.
What number are you on political broadcasts or political podcasts?
Oh, I'll probably be way up there because I do talk show podcasts. In the world in general, I was 945 a couple weeks ago.
In all languages,
yeah, across all of Twitch.
How many of those are English language podcasts? Let's say half.
I don't know. I don't need statistics. I just look at, you want to hear me? Hear me. I mean, on WeChat, we're constantly moving channels because they're constantly closing the outlets.
The Chinese are.
Yeah, they are. So why? They're moving them. Well, we're trying to find a port through Korea right now. So we're going to try to.
I think I got the system for us, kid. I think we've got something. Anyway, cooking.
I know. Yeah. We can't talk about that.
We can't talk about that. Yeah, listen, you are. Can I address your esteemed viewers and listeners briefly?
Yeah, all of them. Yes, please do. Nick,
you folks, you know how Tory is my hero. There's nothing the highlight of the last year has been discovering this grassroots phenomenon who sees the world so clearly and so well. We really have, all for a year, I've been hearing, you know, this frustration coming from people because this has been jujitsu. You don't know how to fight back. It's like, that's what it's like to fight a jujitsu master. You're like, you can't push back on anything. It's like pushing back on air. Well, the mission of the America Project has been to sort of line up and help. Well, you have this wonderful grassroots movement going, and we're just trying to, well, you know what we do. There's this lawsuit is finally being filed, and it's Liddell's lawsuit, and it's being filed November 23rd. That's 9 days from now, 9 days and a wake up. And that's November 23rd. That's next Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's being presented to all the attorneys general, but especially the attorneys general of Republican states. And we shouldn't think of it as Lindell's lawsuit. It's a guy named Kurt Olson is the lawyer. And I know some of the people involved. It's about things you know about and things you had no idea about, lines of effort that the public has not had any real understanding of until now. This is the thing. It's really the culmination of a year's work. And so it's a Supreme Court lawsuit. We need attorneys general to sign on. Last year in December, the attorney general of Texas signed on the lawsuit where he sued Wisconsin and some other states. I think another dozen. And another dozen states joined them. And then another half dozen did sort of amicus briefs.
Yep.
This time we want the attorneys general to find their footing before it gets filed. You're having your chance over the next 9 days. The attorney generals are. And we want, and so Tori and I have discussed, they're having, this is so important. We want attorneys general of all these states to sign on to this lawsuit. And so we have started a movement or join the suit, hashtag join the suit, Tori. You want to tell your friends about it?
I'm not like super yet, okay. Because I want to make everything perfect. Because the one thing that I've realized, you know, and a lot of people have this, and this is why we're in this mess. Everything was very cookie cutter for us for many years through the media. This is what we need. This is what we're doing. Right. And so this has caused the attention span of the people to be quite small. So it's got to be ready and doable while you're working or trying to save your job, raising kids, you know, and in the chaos to be able to do things. And that's something that I've that people need in order to start getting into the whole I'm participating in politics and in my community again. So I'm going to make sure that I work with state guardians. So everybody should be on the ready. They're just amazing people running these, you know, their state groups. They know what their local things are. I mean, first of all, let's just say, you know, everybody knows that Ken Paxton for me is like the attorney general of all of America right now. Okay.
Tell us why.
I feel like when we wrote our letters to the attorney generals,
guy for what he did last December is a hero.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I get why the Supreme Court was like, no, because, you know, another state can't tell another state how to, you know, make their own laws. Right. So I get it.
This suit is different. It has far more.
It is. I know.
Legal theory, different legal theory and a much better one.
Well, you know, you never know. My case, 19th, I think that's a Friday, right? On the 19th, my lawyer, Russell, has to be in Georgia. I'm going to see if I can get there too, because the judge has to answer to my subpoena. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be quite interesting.
Have you seen my article on you and about that, the Halderman MacGuffin?
It's going to be pretty insane. Patrick, like I said, if she doesn't give it to me, I'm going to ask the judge to sit in camera and compare my affidavit and validate mine next to Halderman's. Because if Halderman's report is anything like the one in Michigan that he did, then he's going to validate portions of my affidavit. And that is just the same, at least in that portion.
That's a clever solution.
For now.
Let me tell your viewers what a MacGuffin is. You know the expression MacGuffin? From Hitchcock.
Go on.
Hitchcock always said that every movie had to revolve around a MacGuffin. It's a plot device. The stamp that was upside down that was worth the fortune or there's always something that everybody's after. Yeah, the Maltese Falcon, or in Pulp Fiction that the suitcase with something in it, the briefcase. So the MacGuffin is going to turn out to be this Halderman. And the MacGuffin of this movie is the Halderman affidavit. And when that, if and when that ever gets out, you know, there are all kinds of people pursuing that. And there's a judge down in Georgia saying no one can look at this. And Haldeman has said, hey, there's an election coming up. I need to inform. I won't even go to the states. I'll just tell the DHS and CISA. Let me give it to them so they can. And the judge said, nope. That's not so.
I know. And the thing is, here's the thing. My people in Georgia, I'm gearing them up to report the judge for misconduct and operating outside of Title III. I've been working on that. Well, because that was of interest, and all the other states will sign on because she sat on that and we had elections. Like, this guy could have helped us. And what we need to make sure is that, one, why is Tottenberg still on the bench? It reminds me of the nightmare of Judge Collier. The FISA warrant lady. Do you know that the lady that signed the FISA warrants in October of 2016 was the same one that caught them over collecting through NSA 72-hour over collections in September? And she spanked Carlin and he got fired / resigned. Brennan, Lynch, all of them were lined up in the court. And she was like, why are you doing this? This is so wrong. She's like, fine, I'll give you 90 days. And it's like, and then she knew with that overcollection that they used it in the FISA application. So I was like, why is she still on the bench? Chief Justice Roberts has a lot of explaining to. How do I know that? Because my ass was in D.C. in 2016 in the fall, watching all of this train wreck happen. All of it. The day that Harry Reid ran to Mother Jones, I was like right there. And I was like, oh. He's suing TheraBand. What a loser. Now he's running to Mother Jones for a dollar so he can give a fake dossier about hookers peeing on a bed, which, mind you, Harry Reid in Nevada got caught in a brothel doing just that. The irony.
The irony.
Anyway.
Bert
Olson is an amazing attorney.
Love him.
He's very smart. He's very smart. And, you know, he's formulating this lawsuit with over a year of evidence, factual collections,
all kinds of different levels, all kinds of different things have been brought together. We have them, folks. We have them. This is a masterpiece historical filing. I think there should be 24 attorneys general on it. We're going to be asking the people to let the attorney generals know, to rally peaceably, to let everybody No, hey, you know, since we're on together, let's share with the public this thing. On January 6th, I've started to tell people this story. There were about a dozen senators who were allegedly prepared to stand up and fight the recognition of the electoral votes of a half dozen states. And there were at least six, and I was told 11 or 12 were ready to do it until what happened on January 6th happened. And without getting into how it happened, and maybe we got suckered into it, blah, 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 it happened. And the next morning when they reconvened, no one was willing to stand up at all. Can you confirm that, Tori? You were around.
Yeah, I was around there, and they were all going to go in there, and they were all going to. But if you remember the AFL-CIO document, they had already talked about that.
And did you notice what I've been thinking about that? And did you notice what happened last week when 13 Republicans defected? I got thinking about that document. And, you know, that document says that the Republicans had some turncoats that won the day. You've revealed this to your people before.
Oh, yeah. They knew it before the election. What was it, September, guys? Or was it October that I showed you guys the AFL-CIO document? Walk them right through it.
Yeah.
While I was sending it to everybody and their mother in D.C.
Well, they said they had. I'm looking at your comments are just amazing. They said in there that there were a set of Republicans who, when push came to shove, were going to flip. And I guessed at the time that those would probably be Republicans from Union states. And then you look at, so I've always known that somewhere in the Republican House, there's some number of Republicans who, per that AFL-CIO document, who, when the day needed to come, they were going to give a crucial vote to the Dems.
Right.
And we knew that over a year ago. It just happened a week ago regarding which bill? The infrastructure, what was it?
The bill infrastructure. How is it infrastructure when it's like 10%? It's like saying real meat and there's only 10% beef in it and the rest is like soy. You know, it's like it's not even infrastructure.
Right. Well, in any case, they 13 Republicans defected. And if you look at the states they come from, they come from New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, West Virginia, and then I think Nebraska is the only one that doesn't fit my projection of high. So I of high union Republican states.
Well,
so
they have a lot of railway, so and other stuff in Nebraska with the oil industry. They're kind of like a sleeping Democrat place.
So why my thought, Tori, is I think that the AFL-CIO document refers to a set of Republicans, and we've wondered who they were in the House. It refers to a set of Republicans in the House that were going to screw with the state's election. If it went that way.
I think Trump had them all in his pocket.
I think we just found them.
Yeah. Trumpka. He was the head of the AFL-CIO. He's dead now. He died, ironically, so weird on the timing. I did a whole show on Jimmy Hoffa, and then we come back next week after the weekend, and Trumpka's dead. It was like almost as if I knew. So it's like he passed away unexpectedly. The guy who actually formulated the whole plan.
Wow. Well, I just want to tell your viewers, you've wondered all year when you can do something. I love what you do, Tori, that you give your people a way to go out and actually do patriotic shit. I love that they're out there doing patriotic shit. Well, there's going to be the grand opportunity of all opportunities to do patriotic shit. That moment, I woke up the other day with a French national anthem in my mind, Allons enfants de la patrie. It'd wake up children of the nation.
Of the country, yeah, of the nation.
The day of glory has arrived. You've been waiting all year. We've been fighting these skirmishes. We're going right up the middle in 9 days. And we need you this week. There's going to be opportunities for you to make your attorney generals understand your beliefs in this matter, that they should sign on to this case. So gird thy loins, and Tori is going to show you how to march into the battle in about 48 hours this week. Metaphoric battle, because we're all about the peace. The only thing that could screw it, I feel better, Tori, than I felt since January 5th, because I knew January 5th evening something was unraveling and I had a really bad. Since then, I have a knot in my stomach. I feel better now than I have felt since January 5th. I think this is, unless somebody on our side does something stupid in the next week with any sort of violence or anything, and we know that Antifa is going to show up. They're going to show up and do two things. They're going to show up dressed in black and try to pick fights with you and get you on television. And they're going to try to show up dressed in MAGA gear and try to get you to throw rocks at a cop or something like that. Don't fall for either of their tricks. Eh?
That's why we're in their groups. We watch everything they're doing, from hunger strikes to Yungo meetings to you name it. We're in it. It's really hard sometimes, though, to play the liberal, because you just want to, like, everyone's giving pronouns every single time.
How do you feel? How are they feeling about where they are? Do they feel shaky or are they confident?
So there's like this weird thing happening that they're tapping women.
What do you mean by that?
Well, usually the Women's March BS doesn't start until like February, because March 8th, which is my birthday, International Women's Day, that's when all of them come out with their pussy hats and, oh, look, I have a vagina, bow down to me. You know,
really making us men regret that we kept them out of power for so long.
No, I'm just saying, but now they're tapping the women. So it's really weird, because there's this weird feminist vibe that I haven't understood yet. But Black Lives Matter has taken a really big hit. There's the politicized ones and the ones that actually, you know, talk about the differences and the problems that they're having as a community.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So right now, the conversations that we're having with BLM is, oh no, if you need benefits, you're going to have to go get the vaccine. So they're pissed. They already went out to New York and said, there's going to be bloodshed.
Well, they're They remember the Tuskegee experiment, and they are 30% vaccinated, the least vaccinated group. Let me tell you, maybe there's a lot of things that come out of 2020, 2021 that we will remember. One is it may be the year of vaccination, not COVID, but that America gets revaccinated or booster shot against socialism and tyranny, because thanks to you, Tori.
Thanks to you. I'm not doing anything. Do you know, I talked about these mandatory vaccines in 2016. I said, right before the elections, I wrote an article on October 11, 2016, where I said, all of this shit that's happening right now, every single portion of it. Hmm. And I said, so if Hillary gets elected, this is what's happening. And, you know, again, time travel, kind of a real thing.
Well, I know you're with you every time I talk to you. Well, what do we do with what do we do? You're going to be giving some instructions or guidance to your many. What do you call your friends? Your friends, your fans?
They're my family. Like, they're my family. You know, we're all one community. That's the way America was intended. And I was having this conversation actually with my daughter in the car. She was saying something. And I said, see, this is the problem. People need to treat every other person as if they were their own child. And then as if they were their own child, because she's like, that person is mean. They deserve it. And I said, stop. That person is somebody's son. Would you like your son to be talked about or treated like that? If everyone did that.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up. I've been looking for a quote that I can't quite summon. It's a quote, like there's a quote from the great Satchel Paige that was something like, don't eat too much greasy food. You got to jangle as you walk and don't look back. There might be something gaining on you, something like that. Well, there was a similar kind of set of folksy aphorisms, three of them. And the last one was something along the lines of what you just said, something like the gist of it was be nice to people that you meet, because we're all kind of have our own tough time of it down here. But it was said quite elegantly. If any of your viewers can get in touch, we recognize that and can get in touch. It was a really elegant statement. And it said what you just said.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to say something. You know, a lot of you applaud my audience, and but you know, does anyone ever tell you how much thank you America is in your debt?
This country's been better to me than I had any right or talent. That
yeah, you did. Better. Listen, so you had all the talent. You had all the talent. You created jobs and everything. But what you've done now for the American people is incredible. There's not a lot of people out there that would do it. I mean, you know, to stand up, you know, you've got to be ready to be that fire that as they throw shit at you, you burn that up, right? And it churns, the fire just churns, and they just lose their mind because they're like, we're supposed to be putting the fire out. There you go.
My attitude is, you even see me from the league you're in. When journalists write that kind of stuff, I mean, my attitude really is, I tell them, can this guy even see me from the league this guy's in? It's hilarious.
It's just... Lily the things that you've done for our nation is incredible. Wow. You know, sure. No, stop. I'm just telling you, I'm honest. This is like, I say it all the time. If you weren't here, who would have stepped up?
Flynn.
He was destroyed from the lawsuits.
Yeah,
he could have stood up, but you know, people made a mess of the message.
You have no idea, but this country, the tailwinds I've had in life are so funny. It's kind of ridiculous. My family lived the Horatio Alger dream. We were quite poor when I was born. By the time I was 20, my parents were more. And when I was 13, you know, that this kind of funny guy from Nebraska showed up and started being a role part of my life. You know that story, right? Buffett. Mm-hmm. And so this country has just been, I've had unbelievable. Say again?
Another time traveler. I don't like him because he uses it to his benefit.
Well, he's a patriot. He's a fine guy. You shouldn't. He's a wonderful man.
I've never met a patriotic
rich guy I've ever met. He was a very patriotic man. His ideas may be different than ours, but we all have policy differences. And when people talk about the globalist elite and all that stuff, they're completely wrong if they're including him in that.
I don't know. His railroads say something else, but you know, we could differ on that.
Well, The railroads are about inflation. He, about 10 years, 15 years ago, started moving into assets that he knew there was going to be some big hype collapse and hyperinflation. And you want to have assets that will rise above, just ride on inflation. Railroads will just be able to tick their price up 10% a quarter, whatever they need to do. So that's why.
I don't know. We can ask, what's his name? Fang Fang Bang Bang. What's that loser's name again? Swallowell. You know, he's married into a family, right? That owns the railroad contracts and tracks on the border in Texas.
Oh, I did not.
Pretty
the
interesting.
Shoe is connected to the
yeah, he has, a shit ton of property that's border property on both Mexico side and Texas side, and they all have railroad, which is so weird because Nancy Pelosi's containers all go through there too. So weird. It's like they're friends. I just thought I'd throw it in there since we're talking about trains and get the opportunity to talk about railroads. You know, looking back, this year has gone warp speed, hasn't it? I mean, it was almost yesterday. It was January, right?
You ask me, though.
But
no, we're there. We're there. We're there, baby. 9 days. Everyone's got to keep their shit together for 9 days. Well, but in this 9 days, you're going to have the opportunity to make your attorneys and all attorneys general know. By the way, it's like mother. It's not mother-in-laws. It's mothers-in-law. It's attorneys general. Your viewers should know.
We
need your help. This is the week. You're going to be getting instructions from Commander Tory. Please, when I come on and ask for help, and when I'm asking you to do something, it's because this is the time. This is one of the big things, and this is the biggest thing since January 5th. What we're asking you to do, since January 6th, what we're going to be asking you to do later this week, peaceably.
Well, we've already, you know, someone even said, a lot of them relate, the attorney generals love us. We bombarded them with letters in August to tell them to take their patronae, which is like a right of an attorney general to protect the citizens and do the right thing, when I knew this was going to be coming with the vaccine mandates. It was in the summer, right? Was it August? I mean, the months just go by so quick. I don't even remember. It was one of a really big one. And Ken Paxton got one. And then, like, for example, I sent one to Ohio, to Yost, but I also sent one to Ken Paxton. And everybody did the same thing. So Ken Paxton's office was kind of overloaded because we've nominated him as America's AG.
I support that, but why do you think he's America's AG? Share with everybody. Tell me.
He's all about the law. See, he doesn't let personal feelings get in the middle of it. He doesn't let, you know, frivolous things get in. And he comes from Minot, North Dakota. That's like Sons of Sam Central. If you can come out of there and blossom like him, you're a god, period. So I'm just saying. So
he's like a fine guy and a principled guy. I had an opportunity to meet him and spend a little bit of time talking to him at one point. And he's very principled. And I think he's heroic. And he knew when he put his signature on that, you know, right now they're trying to disbar him for putting his signature on that case last December. Although after he put it on the case, 19 other attorney generals then had the courage to step forward. They have some courage for having done that. But to be the guy who stepped forward when no one else would, everyone else had, you know, was hiding behind their sheets or under their sheets. He's really a heroic guy.
And his office gives the Lone Star State that one big star that's shining bright for all of America right now. I mean, having seen the way they operate is just, it's incredible. I mean, I know what Abbott's doing. I mean, by the way, everyone's dying. And, you know, I don't shy away from, you know, but everyone's like, what were you doing with Alex Jones? Because pictures of you are circulating.
I did yesterday. I was in San Antonio at a conference and I spoke on Friday. Flynn spoke. Alex Jones actually drove down to interview Mike and I. And well, Mike joined and then I was supposed to join for an hour. Then I was supposed to go on for an hour. So I just joined and Mike's brother Joe. So it was the three Irish guys sitting with Alex Jones. Why? Is there bad blood between you and Alex Jones?
Well, you know, Alex Jones was the one that fired Millie when she got arrested after that whole shadow gig.
He fired her after she got arrested? I thought he fired her before.
No, he fired her because she got arrested. What if I told you that I have communications that say who gave the order to fire it? Actually, it's actually Alex Jones saying it. So I'm just saying. I have no problem.
I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff, but at this point, beggars can't be choosers. And we,
oh yeah,
we,
I know, beggars.
You know, no, everybody has scars from each other. It's the end of it. Everyone's been in battle together. Everyone's got sharp elbows and has scars from each other. But we got to all remember we marched 20 miles to get here. We're here. We're in a battle together. Let's set aside whatever scars we got on each other as we came here. How about that? I know that's a lot to ask for some of you. You're nursing wounds from a year ago, whatever. Sorry. So why did he fire her? Just because she got arrested?
Actually, someone that
Patrick Byrne mugshot. I see my mugshot.
Well, no, he fired her because she got arrested and said that Shadowgate was BS when we all know it's not.
Yeah, that's odd. What do you think of that?
He had a Wikistrat email.
What's Wikistrat email?
Oh, one of the biggest MIC contractors for PSYOPs in the world. Why would he have an email?
Alex Jones had.
Yes.
What are you suggesting? He's controlled opposition or something?
Yes, sir. And I've told him that myself.
Well, if that's the case, then those in control are starting to loosen the ratchet and let more be said. Because Mike Flynn and I got.
Yeah, they do. They do. But that's how they work. That's how they work. I was getting, you know, on election night, I was live streaming, right? And I had like 5,000 people watching with me on Twitch. Now, on Twitch, I've never been sanctioned or anything except for that day. So I was going between CNN and Fox. And I said to everyone, we're not going to watch Fox because they're controlled opposition. They've been controlled opposition all this time. We're going to watch CNN because we're going to get a better, you know, reporting, even though they're going to be gloating. Everyone was giving me shit. I switched to CNN. Twitch cuts me off. Why? Because Fox complained that I was streaming their elections. So they knew because I knew because they're controlled opposition, period. I mean, come on, look who's sitting on the thing. All you have to do is look at the back side of things and it all makes sense. There is no real news, Patrick.
But fair enough, Tori. But listen, I see all these comments over here. Patrick got played. Patrick sold out. This, that, the other thing.
He didn't sell out. He's telling his story. And if he went to that platform to say it, that's fine. I mean, Alex Jones is really hurting for listeners right now.
You torched him? You don't have as many as he does. No way.
I have more.
No, do you? Wow, yeah. That's amazing.
I have way more. But he's done. I mean, they're hurting.
Well, he got a good interview from us the other day, from us yesterday. But his I went to a church. Some church asked me out in Phoenix to come out and they were doing a screening of The Deep Break. And I was passing by. So I said, yeah, drop in and I'll do a screen. So I go to the church. Everybody seems nice. I did the screening. I left. I found out that there was some guy in the intermission who stood up and talked. And it was a big scandal afterwards. Patrick, how could you support that guy? And it was some guy. I think he's a Q guy. I never heard the guy's name before.
Austin Sandbart, right?
Austin something, yeah.
Yeah.
And people read into it that, oh, my gosh, this guy spoke at the intermission at the church that you stopped in and you spoke at the opening. You know, no, I don't go and interview.
Like you can't control it. Like, I see you guys going and talking with these people that have caravans and shit, and they're like Q decoders. And the question is, Patrick, who the fuck are they decoding? There's nothing to decode. It's plain fucking English. But I'm just saying.
Well, I like, you know, people, we needed to do those. Well, there's only one left in Dallas. We needed to do those, and people wanted to get out and see.
No, it's good. You red pill people, the little few that are left on the InfoWars channel will wake up and see what you guys have to say, and that's important.
What's really important, though, is I think that the universe that you have built in Tory World, this grassroots movement, and what you've built through Telegram and your organization, and I know that you're putting together sort of a set of instructions for your people to get in, do some patriotic shit this week.
Oh my gosh. And it's going to be so awesome because, you know, we need to avoid confrontation. We not only need to be heard, but we need to have efficacy. We learn that because what we did with the You Stood By campaign that was started by the people actually in a few states caused a lot of commotion.
I don't know about the You Stood By
referendum. Yeah, so what they did was they put together a letter. It's called YouStoodBy.com. You could go see it. And they all sent letters to their elected officials pointing out how they stood by while their rights were being maimed all this time. And, you know, Attorney General Landry in Louisiana, he clearly said, you need stop, not him, his office, stop sending letters. He wants to be governor. You're destroying his chance. And the people are telling him, you're not going to be anything if you don't do what we say. And it's like, I have never seen people take that power and use it the right way. Like now, because President Trump, when he was elected, he wasn't elected to take power. He was elected to give power back to the people. He even said that at the UN speech.
Yep.
And the people are taking that now.
I seen your comments. People are saying, Patrick, do you ever mention Tory? Do you ever, you tell them, Tory, do you know how much I mention you in my interviews and in the videos I make?
Listen, the whole thing is, you know, all those people that called themselves digital soldiers that fucked up the movement behind Flynn, right? You know, the ones that monetized, they totally took it off the rails. They made it look crazy. They're shadows on a floor. They're putting patterns and they're bringing out this digital red string. They look crazy. They make the people look crazy. And some of them are married to 9-foot aliens. I kid you not. So anyway, those are the people that had massive followings, right? And none of them will mention my name.
Oh, I talk about you all the time.
They will not. You say it, they foam at the mouth. They don't even want to see. Like if they go into one of their chat groups and they even say, I tore my pants, they're banned. So people get upset because they're like, look at what we're doing. Come over to our groups, join our groups. We're doing this. And they get banned because, you know,
this is where it's happening. I love the grassroots active as an open source lawfare. I view this as the dilithium crystals of our starship, the people, the power all comes from the people, and that you have learned how to innovate it and teach it and guide it and channel it is an amazing, invention.
Well, I have 20 years almost. I was using it to manipulate the people. Why not reverse it and use it to empower them? Why not use reverse psychological warfare where you give them all the tools and therefore truth is the best disinfectant for everything. So that's how we roll, because you can throw truth out. Sometimes people don't want to hear it because truth isn't like fiction. There's boundaries. Truth is truth. And sometimes people can't stand to hear it. But once you see it, you can't go back. It's like I was going to say something really the can't go back thing, but okay. So your birthday's coming up. Yeah, your birthday's coming up. So
how do you know that? You know everything. I know that.
Tell me you still have that. Yeah, I do. I know everything. But I'm going to see if I can try next week to go to a couple of these states. I just have to see how it's going to go because I have a Coinbase wallet right now. Let's talk about this for a second because you know crypto. I got this really bootleg meme coin called Hawk, H-O-K-K. It's worth nothing. But my wallet is literally showing $2 billion. And I can't sell it for $2 billion. It's only giving me like $20. It's like the most insane thing. I'm like, the tax man's going to be like, well, that's what your account says. And it's like, no. When I go to Uniswap to swap it, it tells me $2. So
how do you handle being a hero in the center of so many people's lives all over the world? I look at your Telegram channels that you've got people in Singapore and Johannesburg. And
yeah, we have tons.
I talk about, do you know, in my interviews, I talk about in Hamburg, Germany, there's some coffee house and once a week, a dozen people get together who listen to Tory. And I've told that to like the Washington Post, the New York Times. I say
my French people do, my Australians. There's Aussies on right now that say, hey, Australia.
I want to tell some Aussies, the Aussies listening. I'm sure you get these messages, Tory. People send me messages saying, you folks, you have any idea it's going out all over the world. We're all looking to America. If it gets snuffed out in the United States, it's over for us. And we're all watching you, Patrick. I'm sure they're saying we're watching you, Tory. I got all these Australians writing me saying, God bless you. Don't give up. Don't give up. We're all hanging on by our fingers. Meanwhile, they're going full fascist down there.
Well, you know, that's where they pilot everything. Remember, Australia was discovered by the Brits in the 1600s, and it was used as a prison. And anything they piloted, like test piloted, drugs, operations, military, you know, standards, equipment, they would use it on them because they were all their prisoners. So when you see things happen in Australia, that's the proving ground for the Western world. Yeah.
What do you think of Brazil? Brazil is, I think that they picked Australia and Brazil. I played Go, and this reminds me more of Go than chess. And I think that they dislocated our center of gravity, but they had, if phase one had two other specific targets, Brazil and Australia, they wanted to take both of them down this phase two. You see what?
Well, yeah, and South Africa, right? Don't forget South Africa. Now that Interpol moved its headquarters there along with the UN. You didn't know that, did you?
No. The UN's headquarters are in South Africa?
Now they are. Well, along
not with the UN. The UN's headquarters are in New York.
No, the UN headquarters have been moved for operations to South Africa with Interpol.
Oh, with Interpol. Interpol.
Yeah, their operations. That doesn't mean like what they say is their headquarters, right? Because you could say my headquarters is in Cleveland, Ohio, but I do most of my shit, you know, in Florida, right? Nobody knows that, right? But with Interpol, they moved down there. So that's another. With Brazil, I think that's sticky water and that's proving ground to be able to get into places like Paraguay and you know, Chile and Argentina, which are a little bit more placid, I want to say, when it comes to fighting back. So if they can get the Brazilians, they can take over South America.
But, you know, the Brazilians are doing a nice job of pushing back, it looks like to me. The Brazilians.
Bolsonaro doesn't he can chew gum and walk. He's pretty.
Yeah.
He's pretty bold. I like him.
The Australians, I'm surprised they let themselves be pushed this far. But I would say today it looks like they are this weekend. They are finally have had enough. I don't know. But God, the police there are shooting people in the back with rubber bullets. And these cops aren't even real cops. These cops are goons. They hired.
They're so soy.
2 weeks ago, so soy? What's that mean?
Yeah, they're soy boys. They're just like nobodies.
Yeah, well, and they look to me like what Marx called the lumpen proletariat. They're thugs and bouncers and type people that they're picking up and slapping a badge on. They give them 2 weeks of training, and you can see it if you watch the videos. If they go to arrest people, they have no idea. They have no idea of arrest techniques. There's one video where these cops are arresting a woman in front of her kid, and the cop finally goes to restrain her, and he just grabs her around the throat and chokes her, and he's choking her, and then she's like, hey, you're trying, and he finally hands her to the next cop by the throat, and that cop takes her. These aren't cops. These aren't people who've had a day of training of any actual techniques. These are just some thugs that they got at the railway yard that are willing to beat the shit out of other citizens, except they're latte boys who think they're finally going to get, you know, their chance to get even because the girls didn't go out with them or something.
Well, the Australians do have one benefit. So I'm just, and this, I actually had this conversation yesterday with a bunch of, there was like a Greek event yesterday where they were handing out scholarships to Greek American students and stuff. And I was talking with people that were actually, that came from Greece, and they were like, you know, my cousin can't go food shopping. His mom has to, because he's refusing to get the vaccine. And I'm like, you know, the Greeks, they always were so strong, right? Yeah. Like they didn't let people walk all over them or anything. Right now, you know, their debt is so bad that the hole in their underwear is in debt to Germany, right? Like their own, like even their underwear and the holes in their underwear are now owned by the European Union. The Australians are the same to the crown. Considering that they're so secluded and they're so, you know, together, they could pretty much just, they can revolt really easily. They have a clause in their creation where they can overthrow, they can push out the crown. Remember, they're secluded, they're a whole continent. So if they really wanted to, they can fix it. And the problem is that they're being terrorized by soy boys with money and batons, right? And remember, they're disarmed populace too. But they're pretty good at hunting dingoes. So I think that they can probably get something done. But the Australian.
A dingo ate my baby.
Huh?
A dingo ate my baby.
Yeah, a dingo ate my baby. I'm just saying the Aborigines should be rising up too.
Yeah, I have heard that they've kind of had enough on this. I've heard that they're starting to get in the fight. Listen, we need to get on with your movie night.
Yeah, we're doing movie night right now. Guys, so what Patrick is telling you is this, I mean, it's all thanks to Patrick. Yes, mm-hmm.
It is. No. But it's all thanks to, who cares what it's thanks to? It's thanks to the American people that after this happening, Lindell has his stuff that's coming. We agreed 6 months ago.
He's such a good man. I love Lindell.
It's kind of funny. We have a weird thing where we talk about 30 seconds. We cross each other in a hallway every couple months. We talk for 30 seconds. And about 6-8 months ago, we said to each other, I think he said to me, okay, I'm going to be the air game, you're the ground game. And I'm like, okay, sounds right, Mike. Boom, boom. And that's all we have had. We don't really coordinate. I'm sure prosecutors are trying to figure out how we're secretly can't win. But we know the same people, and it's
We share people, right?
Yeah, we share people, really. We do.
We do. I'm just saying, I don't work for any of you guys, but we work together.
I'm going to tell your viewers, I've tried several times to say, Tori, can I help out? Let me help out, because she is a single mother and not affluent, and she won't let me help her out. She really, I have several times said, let me just do something. She
will not. I can tell you, when I get banned from Twitch, I might hit you up.
Well, I hope your viewers will be generous with you. She scrapes by, folks, and she will not let me give her a $2,000 check. So I wish you, and literally, and she's the only one in this movement that doesn't have her hand out, frankly. We've burned through, I'll tell you, $12 million since November 3rd. All different aspects. So anything, and she won't let me help her. Anything you can do to help her, you should do, folks. This is like the most altruistic person who's not.
They're doing everything. Yeah, they're doing everything. Look at this. What we're going to be doing next week is going to be so huge. And we've already done all it. So it's not going to be something new. We've done every single thing that we're implementing. And these are all patriots doing it. These are Americans that love their country, and they're not shy. They're seasoned already. They've done the lawsuits. They've done the letters. They've done the faxes. They've done the emails, the phone calls. They've done the, I'm going to turn up. I mean, in Arizona, they turned up.
I know. I love
that. They're going to turn up. I was hoping that I'm going to see if I can this week, maybe pop into a couple cities so that I can go to the AG things. I have to figure it out though.
You should do that. Can I ask you a question? Besides getting all your state Supreme Court lawsuits filed, did you get any lawsuits filed on behalf of like the federal agencies we talked about getting a room set up to help like the state?
Oh my gosh, there's tons of them. All they do is talk all day. They're doing their own thing.
Like have they developed lawsuits and filed lawsuits?
Yeah, they're doing their own thing. Yes, all of them are getting together. I don't think people believe me when I tell them I'm not hands on.
Yeah.
They don't. They're like, that's impossible. And it's like, no, people are geniuses. All they need is leadership. You know, people don't seem to get that. I'll pop in and see whatever. And then like this organized effort for all of us, because it's the same, the same goal that we all have. We all work together. Right. So I'm going to see about going out to, states that I know I want to go to, like Missouri or Columbus, Ohio. I mean, Yost, I want to say this. Yost just filed a case in the 6th District saying that he doesn't want vaccines. I know that he's arguing it different. But remember, he's the one defending the governor who I'm telling him not to do the same thing. Right. So I'm just going to assume my writ is won now.
You should just take his – your next amended complaint should just be his –
His filing. Hey, look, he just filed this shit. So can we just give me a judgment and tell the governor that his own lawyer is saying what I'm saying and just give me the win.
Cut out the middleman.
I'm just going to, I don't know. I'll find something crafty to do that. Cause this is making history and it'll be in the books. So why not? Right. Use their words. But, Friday is a big day too. Cause I'm waiting to see if the judge answers the subpoena. That's huge.
That is huge. That case, your MacGuffin, the Haldeman thing, if we get that, this whole thing, that'll be in the Supreme Court. Listen, that Haldeman MacGuffin and Tori, you of all people, have figured out a way perhaps to extract it through your system. So,
I have to, because he can validate. See, the one thing that I I don't mind people talking smack or Washington Post or anyone saying, oh, her, she's, I know my affidavit is solid. I mean, reading it now after everything that you've seen, you're like, damn, the bitch was on point, you know? So it's like, I'm just saying, I need it to be validated in a court of law. This way it's done, because Dominion defamed me because they were saying in all of this lawsuit with Sidney Powell, it was quotes from my thing. No. You can't call me a liar and get away with it like that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Especially when I've cited and sourced everything. I didn't leave anything up to speculation. It was right there. So
I don't know if you know how many times I repost your stuff. I love reading the patriotic shit your people are doing every day.
They're amazing.
There's going to be, am I right, Tori? You know what's coming. Isn't there an opportunity in the next 6-7 days for some real patriotic shit to be done?
Oh, they're going to do it, and they're going to bring it. Like hardcore. They don't even have to be like everybody else where they go out and rally and do things. They're going to get it done because they're effective. And they started sending off things in September of 2020. So they've been well seasoned on how to operate and move. And the groups are now organized. Salty Lulu is gone, right? She's no
Salty Lulu.
The chick that was recording everybody's stuff.
Don't know about that.
She was in the America First groups, and in your group, she was running all of them.
Oh, that crazy girl?
Uh-huh. One that I told you about months and months ago, and I was like, careful, I've seen that they've got some shit on all of you. And no. Everyone's like, stop. And it's like, boom. These people will stop at nothing, Patrick. They're evil. Well. They try, you know, when they lose the argument on facts, they go on, you know, trying to discredit someone or talk smack about someone or say ugly things rather than, oh, I guess they're right. Oops. You know, you pull the tongue. They want to pull your tongue out when you speak truth, and they'll do it in any way shamelessly. So
that sounds like a Greek saying.
I don't know. My favorite Greek saying is don't ride a pole because one day it'll go in your butt.
That sounds very Greek. Listen, I'm going to let you go. This conversation is getting scatological and deteriorating. I'm going to go.
I appreciate you. We're going to go watch a movie. You can watch us on Twitch.
Okay.
Watch us on the chat.
Thank you so much, Tori. And thanks in advance to Tori World. It isn't often I come on and make a request, folks. This is serious. This is the big one. Just takes a little bit of effort. Listen, you're
going to know it. They know it.
Tori. Listener, we need it this week. Thank you so much. Love you,
Tori. We love you, Patrick. Thank you for everything you're doing. Our blessings to General Flynn and to Mike Lindell. God bless.
We love you long time. We love you long
Bye,
time.
Dala. Bye, Dala. Bye. So, guys, that was Patrick Byrne. I hope you guys like the impromptu hey. So now we're going to get into the movie. I think this is going to be super fun. I'm really excited to watch it. So I hope all of you have gotten your Twitch on. It's actually quite, did I move my computer? Because I have a lamp on here. So I know the lighting is weird and stuff. Hold on. Let's go and get this movie going. I'm really excited about this because I want to watch it so bad. Okay. Why does it do this to me? Where is it? There we go. It's like my Twitch stuff are always gone. All right, guys. So I got it ready. Movie's going to start. Okay. I have to log in again. Great. It's like all my passwords disappeared. I don't know why. I have to sign in to Amazon too, just so you know. It's not just you guys that have to sign in to Prime. So and here we go. Here is an alternate timeline that could have, but didn't, because you were in the way. See you guys on the other end.